Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Japan's greatest victory, Britain's worst defeat, the capture of Singapore 1942, Colonel Mansubi Suji, the mastermind behind it all, and we've just finished up with the 8th Australian Division, the 29th, 2nd 29th Battalion, the 8th Australian Division, and the British Indian Brigade being defeated and mopped up at Bakri. We're on page 42. I've had a brief break from this podcast, and I'll go back and doing it. So I did podcast last night during my cardiac walk, and I listened to it, and you can hear me really, really breathing. So this is going to be a sit-down affair, as I just read through it to warm up. And we look at the Japanese, and so there's many things to, consider. I suppose for me is the, discussions that I have with actually young people who have got a very good, theoretical knowledge of the different restoration periods and the Japanese sort of big overview of what's going on. That's also very interesting. It's also, interesting that, as an entry into this, you're not an expert, but you are reading a Japanese account, and so even a Japanese account is not considered authentic or rigorous. But you know, in by itself, it is means something that if the Japanese commander says that he's organized his troops to arrive in Thai uniform and invade with waving a white flag. If you want to not believe it, it's up to you, but it's significant that Japanese people have actually said that's what they have. Also the detail of, say, war crimes like rape and stuff like that. He criticizes the Japanese army from inside. Now, you may even want to say, look, this is not true. We're not really saying that, we're just saying this is a Japanese soldier's account of what's going on. Okay, the arrival of the assault troops. The Takumi detachment, after taking possession of Kutan, changed directions west, groping its way along the mountain tracks and fording rivers without bridges, arrived at Kuala Lumpur on the 25th of January. On the 29th, they concentrated at Kalung. General Hawke headquarters was arranged for the whole of the 18th Division to land on the eastern coast. The Kubar Regiment disembarked from Kotobaru and joined the Takumi detachment. The original plan was for the balance of the divisions to land at Merasing, but these troops were instead landed at Singora, while the Takumi detachment and the Kobe Regiment pushed down the coast to capture Kutan. Then the Takumi detachment turned west, while the Kobe Regiment continued along the coast to take Andao and Mersam, a fortified position to which the enemy attached considerable importance, holding it with a brigade of the Australian 18th Division. The position consists of numerous concrete pillboxes surrounded by two or three rows of barbed wire entanglements. The guns could be trained over either the sea or the land. The Cobra Regiment kept skillfully through the jungle and pressed the attack entirely in the rear, while simulating an attack by sea. The enemy, apparently becoming confused, finally abandoned the stronghold, which was completely destroyed. The strength of the Cobra Regiment was barely two battalions, while we gave misgiving about its attacking a force roughly three times its strength. Army, however, cooperated with the Cobra Regiment by moving the Seeker Regiment of the 5th Division northward from Kalang, a diversion which drew off some of the enemy's troops from Misang. This materially assisted the Kobe Regiment. Prisoners of war, after captured, asked the commander of the Kobe Regiment, why did the Japanese not attack, only attack from the rear? And why was it that when putting up such an imposing appearance of attack from the sea, not even one man was landed? The prisoners appeared bewildered and confused by the course of the battle had taken. After the battle, Colonel Kobe, who later had a lobe of his ear perforated by an enemy bullet, told headquarters, frankly, if we attacked the position from the sea, we couldn't possibly have captured it. It makes me shudder just to look at it. The Missing Corporation was finally decided upon, was only undertaken after an acrimonious discussion by the final decision on the method of attack undoubtedly saved several thousand casualties. Now, that's really interesting because now Australian war tactics are very much different from that. We've learnt from that. The original plan of the Malayan campaign had provided for the whole 18th Division to be employed on operations on the East Coast and two of its regiments comprising of the Kurumi Detachment and the Kobe Regiment, which landed at Kotobara. A division commander, General Matarucci, was thus left in control of the divisional artillery and barely a regiment of infantry. And these troops were eager for action and fretted when enforced idleness at Kamara Bay, anxious to play their part in the capture of Singapore. Every day, General Mutachi persecuted the army commander. My godfather. With telegrams. Finally, on the 20th of January, he was ordered to embark, and on the 23rd, his remaining troops had landed at Singora, where he was instructed to advance overland without loss to overtake the army's main forces, 1,000 kilometres away, in the time to attack on Singapore. On the 18th Division, own resources was it was an impossibility. It had barely 250 vehicles, and even without becoming involved in any fighting, it would have taken two and a half return journeys for each vehicle to move the remainder of the division over the distance. It was expected that desperate efforts would result in the opening up of the railway as far as Jemis by the end of January. In the meantime, it seemed there was not a truck or vehicle of any kind which could be spared to assist the division. All available transport was occupied moving munitions to the front for the final assault on the fortress of Singapore. The only method by which assistance could be rendered was by reducing the vehicle strength of the Canoe Imperial Guards, the 5th Division. Accordingly, the Army Commander planned, by negotiation, to squeeze as many cars and trucks as possible from each of these two divisions. We knew that by picking up the excellent British service vehicles after each battle, the division had acquired nearly twice the number with which it had originally been equipped. I frequently inquired about the actual numbers of vehicles they had, but replies I received had not been quite honest. We estimated that we had at least 500 vehicles above the authorised number. In reply to inquiries by telephone of those in charge of operations in both divisions, such as, how many motor cars can you send us for welcoming the Mutachi division to Singora, the answer came from both divisions was expected. We have no service reserve strengths at all. To this I could only say, quote, very well, if you can dispatch any, we will not say anything against you. But His Excellency General Mataguchi, who is a graduate of the same year of the divisional commanders at Matsushi and Nishama, will be greatly embarrassed. Pretending not to have understood, I wish to make sure of their will to help. And then, speaking in a harsh manner, I said, I wish to receive your answer again, and cut off the telephone. Before long, the telephone message came from General Basu saying coldly that he would help in some way or other. All right, he said, please let me have 150 first-rate trucks from your division, together with drivers, and dispatch them to Singora on the early morning of the 24th of January. Report to Army urgently the name of the officer in charge. Shortly after came a telephone call from the Canoe Division, and an identical conversation ensued. Although both divisions insisted stoutly of nothing comes from nothing, meaning to say, one cannot wave a sleeve with no arm in it, the sum total of 300 trucks was disgorged. Lieutenant General Matuski and his troops, Mataguchi and his troops, who had landed in Sikora overwhelmed with exhaustion by the efforts to march south at top speed, were suddenly shocked by an unexpected arrival of these vehicles. With those belonging to their own division, they had now over 500. Loading them in and to breaking point with officers and men, they were able to drive the Kulang Army's headquarters on the 28th of January and join up with the Kubo Regiment and the Kami Detachment, which had arrived there earlier. Excluding Karawachi Detachment, which had been sent to Borneo, full strength of division was now concentrated. When the ruddy-faced Lieutenant General Mataguchi reported that day to the Army Commander, he said how deeply moved he was by the assistance given to him by the other divisional commanders, which had enabled his troops to reach the combat zone fresh without a casualty in a time to participate on the assault on Singapore. Not only Lieutenant General Mataguchi, but everyone else was pleased too. During the attack on Singapore, Mochikuchi's 18th Division led the army from start to finish, capturing the Bitug Tamar and occupying Keppel military barracks. His contact resulted in a deep friendship between himself and General Yamashita.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.